Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Yeah, Howie has started this thing up with a bunch of trades, nine of them since August, including three over the last week. Michael Carter to help out the corner room, Jair Alexander from the Ravens, and then just yesterday, Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins edge rusher, a guy that has played and played well under Vic Fangio. He arrived to Philadelphia last night. And who was there at the airport, Hugh Douglas?
Big Dom.
And John Clark. Yeah, Big Dom was helping.
Oh, yeah, John Clark. Like, listen, yeah, man. You talk about a doggy reporter who's been in the game for a long time.
He does.
Man,
he does. Yeah.
Still hasn't apologized to Bryce Harper, though.
No, yeah, he hasn't.
Well, I don't know. Does Bryce get an apology these days after the last couple weeks?
Well, they're two separate instances.
I understand. I'm just saying. This might not be the climate for a Bryce Harper apology.
No, well, but I mean, the haircut worked, though.
It did for a little bit. All right, let's hear from Jalen Phillips talking to John Clark in the airport last night.
All right, we are here with Jalen Phillips. You wake up this morning and you probably got a call. What is it like to be traded here to Philly and the defending champs and the 6-2 Eagles?
I mean, it's incredible. I had no idea this was going to happen, but I mean, there's literally no other team I'd rather play for. Obviously, Philly is a storied franchise, great tradition here, incredible team. So I'm just excited to get in, get to work with the guys, man. I'm super excited. It's going to be awesome.
And you had a lot of success with Vic Fangio for that year. What is the fit with Vic Fangio? Are you excited to be reunited with him?
Yeah, I love Vic as a person and as a coach. So like you said, I had some good success with him. Excited to get back into his system and play with the other guys on the defense too.
For Eagles fans, final question. What are you going to bring for this Eagles team in this city?
Oh, man, I'm just going to work my ass off. I'm going to come in, be a humble worker, earn the guys' respect, earn the fans' respect, just come in and do everything I can to support the team. I want to be able to fly around and make plays. Yeah, literally fly around.
Best wishes to you.
Absolutely.
Welcome
to
Philly.
Yes, sir. Go
Appreciate
Birds.
Appreciate your time.
I think he need to apologize to the fans before he starts. Since he talking about doing all that, he need to apologize.
Who needs to apologize?
He does.
Jalen Phillips?
Yeah.
He's an Eagle. Why is he apologizing?
Because of what he did the last time he was here.
Oh, when he waved, he did the Eagle thing when
apologize.
He sacked Jalen?
Yeah, he need to apologize.
I think we could let that go.
I'm petty.
You're petty over sack 3 years
his
ago?
His apology could be doing it again for us. Sacks the other quarterback, does the Eagles thing.
I got to raise my hand.
I'll let that one.
Did anyone remember it was him?
Yes.
Because you saw the video the other day?
That's none of your business.
Okay. I'm wondering if you were harboring this hate for Jalen Phillips the whole time, or you saw the video
like
I saw.
No, you know what?
I forgot it
I
was him.
Lie.
Who
I ain't
cares?
Gonna lie. Okay, since you called me out. No. I remember when I saw it, right, some of his highlights.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's that guy right there that did all that bravado.
Yeah, but
when
now
he
he's
here
on the Eagles.
Okay, that's fine. I'll let it go.
Okay.
I'll let it go.
You really think he should apologize?
I'll let it go.
He hit us with a Go Birds at the end. You hear that?
I'll let it go. I'll let it go.
Okay.
I'll let it go.
I mean, he
doesn't
has,
sound like it.
I am. I ain't got no choice because I, you know.
No, you have a choice.
I ain't gonna let it
you
go.
You could not
I'll
like our best acquisition. That's
I'll
on you.
I'll let it go. I'll let it go.
One sack on Monday night against Jordan Love. It's all forgotten.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah. I'll let it go.
I think we agree on that. All right. He does sound like someone, though, that may have a different side of him when he's on the field because he sounded like a nice guy right there. Maybe when he's on the field, a little different. Jason Kelce on the New Heights podcast talked about a moment he had in the past with Jalen Phillips.
There's something about a good insult where it's like you can't even like get mad at it. It's just great.
You got to tell the one, man.
Which one? I got a bunch.
You
got
to tell the Miami joint practice one.
Dude, Wilkins was talking trash just in the practice. He was talking trash, and then I started yapping at him, which pretty big party foul by me because I wasn't able to practice.
You were practicing, yeah.
So I'm over here yelling, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Jalen Phillips says, "Shut up, eyebrows. You ain't even practicing." And I was like, dude.
It's
motherfucker just called me eyebrows. Like, I can't even come back from that. Like,
that boy got some thick ass eyebrows, man.
Like the dad from American Pie. I mean, it's, you know, there ain't too many dudes got eyebrows like this.
I like how you clean that up. I mean, but he's right. There's a lot of time, even with you people, when y'all stupid individuals
on the podcast. How is this about you people?
No, I'm just saying, because a lot of times they come with some pretty good barbs.
Yeah.
And you just kind of laugh because they are funny.
So you just accept it. Like, well, he accepted eyebrows.
No, because it's funny. It's funny. Like, you know, when you're in this business, you know, a lot of things, you can't let a lot get to you.
Yeah.
So it's better to laugh at a lot of times. So of course. They come with some pretty funny stuff. So I get that. I get that.
You felt that deep down.
No, I mean, because he's right. You know what's funny? Most guys that play football, we probably had the best sense of humor more than anybody, because you're always constantly critiqued and you had to take certain things that are being said about you with a grain of salt.
I think there's a competitive side of Jalen Phillips there. We saw him flapping the Eagle wings when he sacked Hurts, 2 years ago, 2023, and then he called Jason Kelce eyebrows and basically made him shut up during a practice.
Oh, no, super competitive. That's what you want.
There's a competitor there, and he played well under Vic Fangio, and he's coming here to try to earn a contract. I think he's going to have an impact in the second half of the season in a big way. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. If Howie Roseman could add one more player between now and 4 o'clock, and we get any news today on the trade front across the NFL, obviously as it pertains to the NFC with the Eagles or the Eagles themselves, clearly. Kyle will break in with the breaking news and we'll react to it. All right, so the poll question, if the Eagles added one more player before today's deadline, what position should they address? Four options here. O-line, which was Hugh's vote. Tight end. And we brought up the idea of maybe bringing Zach Ertz home. DB, and I, you know, kind of pointed out safety as an area that they feel a little bit weak there compared to the rest of the defense. Or another edge, which Kyle wants to go big and go get Trey Hendrickson.
I like Trey.
We all like Trey. Could you imagine how much fun we'd have over the next few months?
I could imagine. I mean, y'all are weird.
Is that why you don't want to trade the third or fifth?
No, I'm fine. I mean, y'all just like to wear stuff out. It's cool. I'm okay with that.
Wear it out?
Yeah, y'all.
All right, O-line winning the poll 54%. You got a win early in the show.
You know, that's supposed to make me feel better. You
like when the poll goes your way. 54% say O-line.
I feel like this stems from the fact that the Cowboys lost last night. I feel like you feel vindicated from your take yesterday. You just ain't saying nothing.
I don't have to.
I feel like you're being a little petty. I don't like it.
The vindication came yesterday. When they won the division before the game started.
I don't like this Joe Gillard. I don't like what I'm feeling.
I think you're perceiving something that's not there. I could have told you it was going to happen. The Cowboys suck.
I feel like you're being a little smug today. Just a little bit.
Smug?
A little bit. A little bit. I feel it.
I didn't ask Kyle to play the Fire Hugh cut one time. He did it on his own.
We're just happy that we have a home playoff game.
Yeah. Did you get the email from the Eagles yet? For the tickets available to the home playoff game?
Ridiculous.
I'm just asking
a question. A little smug. I'm just saying. You could have
attended the party. You had an invitation.
You had an open invitation. Hey, every now and then, you know, you're right every now and then. I get your props. You got this one.
So you admit that the division is over?
No, it's still got 9 games. Oh, okay. And it starts. What does it start with?
Package. What does your notebook say?
It says it starts with Green Bay.
Okay, all right.
Well, see, I erased it because, like, I want to keep my notebook refreshed. So
new page? New day, new page?
Yeah. I think.
I like that. Hugh's notebook page of the day should be a thing we talk about. All right, we got a lot coming up on the show. We will get to Jerry Jones saying he had a trade in place before the game last night and the disaster that it was for the Cowboys. We're going to tier the NFC. Ross Tucker later in the show. Kiss the baby on a Tuesday. All coming up. Let's go to Rocky, who's up on WIP. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Rocky. What's up?
Not much. First time caller. I was just curious. I'm with you, Joe. What do you think it would cost us to get Buddha
Baker? Ooh. You know,
Buddha.
It's a good question. Now, they won last night, and their season is not fully dead, but clearly the Cardinals don't look like a playoff team this year now on their backup quarterback. So I would think they'd be open to trading a veteran away. Rocky, fourth-round pick maybe for Buddha Baker? I don't know what they'd ask. I don't know what they're thinking about him, but he's 29 years old, and I've always liked him, Rocky. He's a playmaker.
Fast.
Yeah.
He's fast. And, he seems like he reads the balls pretty good, but I mean, I'm just curious because I haven't really heard a whole lot of Mounting. You know, that's like a name that's kind of been quiet. So, and I just figured that, you know, the Cardinals might be trying to get rid of him. But then again, I don't know if Gannon would let him come back to Philly or trade back to Philly or something.
Yeah, look, he's been there a long time now. I mean, he's kind of been the constant on that team. He's been there, and Rocky, good phone call, man, since 2017 they drafted him. So this is his ninth year there. He has made a Pro Bowl in six consecutive seasons, an All-Pro three of those years, or four if you go back to his rookie year. I mean, he's one of the more accomplished players in the NFL. I may be selling his value short. Maybe it's a third-round pick. I mean, we're saying a third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson. They may ask for a third for Buda Baker. I would trade a third-round pick. Again, let's use the Jets pick just as kind of the jumping-off point today, right? The Eagles own the Jets pick in the third round. That could end up being the first pick in the third round, considering how bad Hugh's former team, the New York Jets, are. If the Cardinals called today, Hugh, and said, give us the Jets pick for Buda Baker, are you in? Oh, he's thinking about this one.
No, I'll probably, for the corner, young corner, what, 30? You say 29, 30?
Safety, yes. 29 years old.
Yeah, I'd probably do that.
So interesting, Kyle. Trey Hendrickson is a no. Buda Baker,
but
yes.
But no, that's a depth piece.
No, he's the best safety in the team.
No, but I'm saying we have depth at that position now. You know what I mean? Because you just talked about, I'm thinking in the depth category.
You're saying we don't need an edge as much as we need a safety.
Well, we got guys, and we got guys coming back. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking more, the depth piece.
Yeah, look, Buda Baker to me is an impactful player. I don't know. I mean, he comes up in trade rumors seemingly every offseason. Then it doesn't go anywhere. He's a really good player, and I think he'd make a difference here. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we have a great giveaway today. We have a 4-pack of tickets to join us, the Midday Show, to go see the Flyers and Sabres. We're going to puck it up, as our guy Broads would say. Wednesday, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m., they're dropping the puck at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, courtesy of the Philadelphia Flyers. All right, so 4-pack of tickets on the line today. Let's play a little game we call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
I said I was going to make this one easy today since y'all been on the struggle bus lately.
Okay.
So today, for the first clue, this is a city in America.
An American city?
Yes.
That's it?
Yep.
There's hundreds of those.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hundreds, I mean literally hundreds of American cities.
Okay. Hey. No one said this would be easy.
215-592.
Did you just say you were going to make it easy?
I know, and he's laughing. He thinks this is real.
On my own.
A whole big joke.
Once again,
you realize the thousands of people that sit by the radio waiting. Oh, I can win Flyers tickets today. How are we going to give it away? Oh,
hey,
here's
you better
the clue.
Start
and
thinking.
They're waiting to call in, and then they hear that first clue.
Hey, you better start thinking, then. You better put your little thinking caps on. I think this is a lot easier than y'all think, though.
215-592-9494. An American city.
On my own.
Is the first clue today by Hugh Douglas for Hugh's Clues. All right, 4-pack of tickets on the line to go see the Flyers and the Sabres with us on December the 3rd. We're going to have a great time at that game.
Yes,
and
we are.
And you can all tell Hugh Douglas how much you love Hugh's Clues.
I can see somebody, you're an idiot. Thank you.
Even the people that win, like, this Clue stink, man.
This guy's a bubblehead.
Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Oh, man, listen. You know, I was thinking about what you said, Hugh. And, you know, we do got to stay focused.
Nope.
But guess what? I'm still on the bandwagon, man. You know, we got this clinch pretty much, man.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course we do. I mean, we all see this the same way. This thing is a lock.
But you know what? You know what? What position I want to fill? And I got the perfect person to fill it. Wide receiver.
You want another wide receiver?
A.J. Brown. That's who I want.
You want A.J.
I want him to come back.
I got you.
I want him to actually put the ego aside, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, show your greatness, man. Ego. Show how great you are, because we're going to need you, man. Listen, it's time now. It's clutch time. You know, everything goes. We need everybody in on this run right here, man. And you the last piece to the puzzle, to be honest, because guess what? How we done put this thing together, man? That defense, that's what we needed. Yeah, he knew exactly what we needed to get the edge on a lot of teams. Mm. And he got the right personnel in now. And, man, we're going to make a great run, man. And like I said, I'm so confident, and I know the rest of these guys need to be just as confident, man. Listen, ain't nobody stopping us but us, man. And that's all we need to take.
You know, Will, it is an interesting perspective. Of all the things they're adding or trying to add or improving, like if they get AJ back healthy and the player we've known him to be, that's the biggest addition they could make, like a happy, head-on-straight AJ.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm gonna give you my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, AJ, all you need to do is talk to Jalen, man. Get your timing down, man. You get open, man. And guess what? All that complaining, you're going to be happy. And guess what? The rest of the team going to be happy. And then guess what? The fans going to be happy because we're going back to the Super Bowl, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Way to clean that up.
Now we're talking. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues in American City?
You know what, Hugh? I think you're thinking of something simple. And I think it's the team that you kind of afraid when we meet up with them.
Oh.
How about Detroit?
Detroit Douglas? No, Will, that's not it. But that's a fair guess.
No, it's not. Because
sure
you always think afraid is strong.
Well, I mean, last week.
Was not afraid.
It's amazing. I was out for one day and you took the mantle from me. Because last year I was the guy that was afraid of the Lions. Now you're the Lions guy on the show.
You know what, Will? I like you, but I kind of hate you in this moment. Because I analyze stuff and I gave some great analysis of why I felt the way that I felt. But you know what anybody ever hears? All you're afraid. That's at the end of the day.
That's exactly right.
It don't even matter. It don't even matter if I sit out here and try to analyze stuff.
I actually think Detroit was a good guess.
I tried to get my Ross Tucker on.
Detroit, I'm not giving anything away. It felt like it's something. I get it. I get where the guess came from.
How about Ross Tucker blowing up pretty soon? Ross ain't going to answer our phone call.
Ross better answer the call. We're talking today at 12:30.
No,
what are you talking about?
I saw Ross. I was flicking through the channels last night, right?
Yeah. He's
Ross
everywhere.
Tucker podcast on the television.
Ross podcast?
Look at blowing
did,
up.
Did you notice the setup that Ross had on Radio Row last year at the Super Bowl? We had a little table.
Oh, he had a whole platform.
But now it was part of the network he's on for his podcast. But yeah, he had a whole like platform with the cameras and everything.
Ross about to start.
Meanwhile, we had to like call in the reinforcements. So we went off the air for 10 minutes to start the week.
Yeah, Ross
about different.
I'm surprised he ain't started acting funny by now.
Yeah.
Because he's been pretty major for a while. I respect that from him. He still, you know, still hang out with
you. You keep thinking people are going to stop answering our calls.
Oh.
These are all our guests, Hugh. I mean, you know, here's the question.
Elliot Shore Park's about to stop. Well,
stop planting those seeds, man.
I know.
You say this about Big Game Dante. He's not going to sing for us anymore.
No, I'm telling you, man.
We're not going to have a show soon.
Think about it like this. When you have that significant other, and this has happened a lot, when they start, like, they're a little heavy. And they start working out, and they start, you know, getting fine, and they start wearing them little clothes.
Yeah.
They stop answering the phone. It's kind of the same concept.
You're saying Elliot and Ross and Dante were heavy, and now they're not anymore?
No, I'm just saying they were kind of like, you know, they weren't like on.
Yeah,
they're
I
not
you.
On. They're like the Mike Jones song. Back then, they didn't want me.
Now
I'm hot. They all on me. Kind of the same.
So here's the question. If this happens, do we get any credit for this? I mean, do you think
probably
this is
not.
A coincidence that these careers are taking off because they're part of the midday
probably
show?
Probably not, because, you know,
I mean,
ESP,
I don't think it's a coincidence.
I think ESP I don't know, because he feels like he might be the one that's going to leave. Big game Dante gone, though, because he has school. He getting around learned it, folks.
Listen, of all of them, if Big Gabe Dante makes it big, I'm the most proud. I mean, that
yeah, because you found Big Game Dante.
Well, we found him together. He called our show.
He did. But Big Game, yeah, I feel like he definitely going.
I think you're worried too much about this.
No, I'm saying it's going to happen. It's cool. I'm okay with that.
Okay, I'm not, because they're guests on our show. We need them. 215-592-9494. If the Eagles could add one more position by the trade deadline today, and we have our eye on the trade ticker here. Kyle's back in the breaking news booth here. Anything big happens, we will tell you about it right away and react. And it's not just with the Eagles. Obviously, we're reacting to Eagles trade. But anyone that gets traded within the hierarchy of the NFC and how it impacts things, we will react to that. And Hughes Clues, 4-pack of tickets to join us. Flyers Sabres, Wednesday, December 3rd at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. Hughes' first clue today was an American city.
American city. America. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to David in Delaware.
I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, come on. This is a family show. David, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, David, what's up?
So I want to give some perspective here, and I get so frustrated listening to my radio, hearing you guys day in and day out. I don't hear enough positivity. I don't hear enough happiness. I don't hear enough joy. I think you guys are taking for granted just how fantastic of a time it is to be an Eagles fan.
Hugh especially.
We're coming off, I agree.
We're coming, yeah, Hugh especially. We're coming off a Super Bowl win. I listened when we were 1-0 and 2-0 and 3-0 and 4-0. And 90% of the content was, Jalen's not getting it done. Defense doesn't look good. This and that. Guys, take a step back.
So, David, before you go forward, and you're, well, I mean, obviously your opinion is welcome. I do want to say, though, from the beginning of the season, David, I always give my perspective. I don't view the Eagles as just a team. They're in a different stratosphere now. They have grown up to where they are. I expect them to win basically every game they play. I've only picked them to lose one game the entire season, and that was the game they came back and beat the Rams in. I don't view them as like good is good. Like the bar is very high. I mean they are on the, they have a chance to become a dynasty. So when we talk about the game that they won but they didn't look right, it's because I'm talking about it in the context of winning another Super Bowl.
I think it's fair to critique when there's errors and when there's problems, but I think you always have to preface those comments with, let's not lose sight of where we're at and where we're trying to go.
Especially, you know, Hugh Douglas. I agree. Hugh, your response?
David, are you finished? Because I'm going to let you get it all out before I retort.
No. Retort ahead.
First of all, Dave, I am not here to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. I appreciate you listening. But my job at this radio station is to tell you what I see. And a lot of times, Dave, as we've seen, like yesterday, it doesn't align with what everybody else is doing. And that's okay. And when you sit here and say that we're negative all the time, Dave, we don't do this show in a vacuum. You need to listen more, because we always praise the Eagles. I can't help it that if you listen to one segment and you hear something that's negative that you don't rock with, that you don't like, but it's not like that. We pull for the Eagles every week. There hasn't been a time this year that I have not picked the Eagles to win a football game. Now, if you're upset because we raised this team to a higher standard, well, hell, you need to be upset with Howie and the Philadelphia Eagles, because that's what they do every time they go out and make a trade or Jalen gets on that podium. He talks about the standard is the standard. So don't be mad at me or take your frustrations out on this radio station, because you don't hear what you want to hear on a daily basis. That's not our job. Our job is to tell it like we see it. We're not politicians. We're not trying to win votes. Our job is to tell it like we see it. And if you don't agree with that, that's fine. We can have a conversation about it. But don't try to browbeat me about my opinion, because it's mine. Floor is yours.
Is that the end of the report?
Your phone's breaking up.
Before I rebuttal, I'm going to rebuttal that report. I don't need you to
all right, so I do want David's retort. So let's put David on hold and at least get his guess for Hugh's clues there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know what? I understand. Listen, we're passionate fans, and I respect that. But we have to stop being mad at folks or feeling some kind of way because we don't see it the same. That's okay.
I also think there is I've felt this the last year or so. There is a segment of people who say, and I understand it, hey, we never thought the Eagles would ever be this for this long, mm-hmm. right? Like the especially people that are even older than I am, like, because there were a lot of years the Eagles weren't even close to the hierarchy they are now, right? The top of the NFL. So I think two things can be true at the same time. This is the best era of Eagles football.
No question.
Right? They've been to the Super Bowl twice in a three-year span,
and
they might go back to a third and win a second in back-to-back years. It's the best era of Eagles football. I appreciate that perspective, and you can enjoy it. But as we talk about it, like that we want to keep winning, though. Like, that's the goal. The goal isn't just to be good or competitive anymore. The Eagles have graduated past that beyond. They're not the little engine that could. This is a juggernaut of a franchise led by the best general manager, I think, as good as anyone in pro sports. Let's grab David quickly to finish
out
the
retort.
Call. Yes. What's up, David?
Okay. So I have a rebuttal to that retort, Hugh.
Thank you.
I don't need you to keep me warm and fuzzy at night. My wife does a phenomenal job of that, all right? What I need you to do is just take a step back and not lose your perspective. I don't expect you to sing the Eagles' praises if they have a bad game or if somebody makes a bad play. But put some more respect on Jalen Hurts' name. And go talk to...
See, this is... Wait a minute, Dave. I got to stop you.
You're right, Dave.
You didn't strike a nerve, Dave. It just shows me what I believe every day, that you don't listen. I've never once said anything negative about Jalen outside that he needs to play better. So I don't understand.
Is he in your top 10?
Dave, you really don't listen to the show because
he needs to be in your top 10.
Dave.
David, I agree. He needs to be in your top 10.
Dave, let me just tell you. You just confirmed what I just said. I've been ridiculed week in and week out
for
the last 8 weeks, Joe?
Man, Snoop Huntley last week.
Jalen's been in my top 10 every week. What are you talking about?
Can I guess who's in your top 10 this week? Jacoby Brissett after last night. There's no doubt about it. You were impressed last night. I saw it. He's in your top 10.
Look, the standard is the standard.
It always rises. David, what's your guess in American City?
New York City.
Oh, good guess, but not it. All right, 215-592-9400.
Good call, Dave. Call again, man.
More of your phone calls coming up. The Eagles had another move in them. What should it be here? Plus, as we wait for the trades to come in here, specifically in the NFC, where do things currently stand in terms of the hierarchy in the conference? Let's tier the conference. Where do the Eagles rank right now as we get ready for the big stretch of the season? 215-592-9490 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.